to avoid UN sanctions, arrest, and heavy fines, he shipped the stones under false documents. Couriers arrived with cash from the bank in Antwerp and went back with rough diamonds hidden in their body cavities. To cover their tracks and the origin of their illicit stones, the gem mules travelled a twisted route back across Africa, ending up in the Democratic Republic of Congo, before heading back to Antwerp. The illicit gems brought huge profits, up to 500%. But if he could buy directly from the rebels in Sierra Leone, Sammy Asili could make even more money. To get to them, he needed to go to their Liberian masters.
So why don't I go to the source?
The most powerful man in Liberia.
His name is Benjamin Yetan.
General Benjamin Yetan was Liberia's feared special security commander. Accused of murder, he's now a wanted man in Africa.
Very scary person. Dangerous fighter. He kills easy.
For gem smuggler Sammy Osaile, dealing with Liberia's notorious military chief was worth the risk. But first, he'd have to gain the wily commander's trust.
I attempted to start teaching him tennis.
I did have a lot of conversations with him. Eat together, have a drink together.
The Lebanese dealer ingratiated himself into Yetan's family.
I was close friends with his wife, his family.
Only then did he dare broach the subject of diamonds.
I asked him to introduce me.
Even though he'd fostered a close relationship, the diamond smuggler was still unsure whether Liberia's security chief would lead him to the source of Sierra Leone's blood diamonds or kill him for asking. Diamond smuggler Sammy Osaile worked his way into the inner circle of a corrupt government. A notorious Liberian general was about to lead him to the source of Sierra Leone's blood diamonds.